Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Allen Root, the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian, the 2008 vice presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party. Wayne, what's going on with the Libertarian Party for the 2012 election cycle?
You know, nobody's quite certain yet. You know, I think everybody assumes that I'm going to be running and I'll be the presidential nominee, and I'm not planning to run, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm not breaking a news story on your radio show. I've said this on hundreds of media interviews all over the country. I'm not planning to run. I don't want to run. I hope that I'm not going to be forced to run.
Is there anybody out there with the fire in their belly for this?
You know, the only guy that, I think there's a lot of people in the Libertarian Party who hope if I don't run that Gary Johnson leaves the Republican primary
Gary's a member of our Brent Trust. He's been on the show before.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and I've met him many times. He's been on my radio show many times, and we get along famously. He's a great guy, and he's got an incredible track record. It's the funniest thing. He's been shut out of the Republican primary. They don't even let him talk.
Yep.
They don't let him get in 99% of the primaries. When he's in, they don't ever ask him a question.
He's not in the debates, right?
No, he's like a ghost. They just refuse to admit he's a candidate.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, if you ever sit with him one-on-one and just listen to him,
I know.
He's got a fabulous record of creating jobs.
He has shared that idea with us. He's shared his ideas with us before. And by the way,
he's a great job.
Former governor of New Mexico. So the Libertarian Party is kind of leaderless right now. What if over the weekend, Ron Paul, I heard Ron Paul being asked, would you consider running for a third party contest? And he said I have no desire to do that. I don't want to do that. And he basically said he was not going to do that. But he also said this, Wayne, you probably heard him. He said, he was asked, could you support any of the other candidates of the Republican Party? And without going into his long answer, he said no.
Yeah, listen, if you listen to Ron Paul's philosophy, I just can't picture him supporting Mitt Romney. It's just,
he basically said he wouldn't.
And I don't even, I like Herman Cain in many ways, but I know there's some major differences between Ron Paul and Herman Cain,
Paul said that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the main one that would stop him from ever endorsing Herman Cain is the Fed. I mean, Ron Paul's thing in life is that the Fed has been ruining our economy since 1916 when it was founded, and I tend to agree with him. And here's the thing: Herman Cain used to be a Fed chairman out of Kansas City, so it's hard to get people together when you have that kind of a large philosophical difference.
So what are the chances next spring or something like that Ron Paul, determining that he's not going to get the nomination, which he's not, for the Republican Party, that he would be drafted and basically coerced by the Libertarians to run as a third party? If he did, that would probably assure Obama of getting reelected.
Well, I don't know about assure, but I certainly think it would be very helpful. It would be Obama's dream. There's no question about
that's
that.
That's right.
You know, I mean, the only guy who has caused the kind of damage that Ron Paul could cause is Ross Perot. Ross Perot single-handedly reelected
Bill Clinton. I think Ron Paul has more of a following than Ross Perot did.
He's got more of a passionate following. I'm not sure if he has quite the numbers of people, but he certainly has. You know, Ross Perot came out of nowhere and had no long-time following, and Ron Paul has people that have loved him intensely and passionately for 25 years.
Right.
And certainly through the last couple of election cycles have wanted him desperately to be president. So, he could cause a lot of damage to the Republican nominee, no question about it.
And I'll tell you something else. If he just stayed on the sidelines and didn't endorse anybody, a lot of his followers would stay on the sidelines. That would hurt the GOP nominee.
Listen, I think what I need to say about Ron Paul, and everyone needs to hear, is he may not win the nomination, he may not be the next president of the United States, but he may have some views that people think are extreme on some foreign policy issues and stopping aid for Israel and things like that. I don't always agree with Ron, But I'll tell you what, when it comes to economic issues, he has been the one that was Johnny on the spot before anybody else. He's been the lone wolf in the U.S. Congress who has told us that this country was in major trouble and that the housing market would crash and that student loans were in trouble and that people would be, you know, in desperate shape if we kept spending the way we keep spending and if government stayed as big as it is or grew. And he was right about everything. So
in those terms, he's the most qualified. Folks, those weren't random predictions. He's a qualified person to make those statements, to make those predictions.
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, Wayne, give us the website, please.
Website's Root. For America.com.
And your radio show.
ROOT4FORAmerica.com.
And your radio show. When's it on?
Actually, I'm a guest host all over the country. So there is no Wayne Root radio show, although we're talking about it right now.
All right.
Having a Wayne Root radio show, and I'm hoping to have it on by mid-January of next year.
Sounds good. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Jim, God bless.
Wayne Allen Root, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.